Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. 'Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's going on, man? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? Y'all get a close-up look. You know, this is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, that intro is fire. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Less Runches, More Crunches podcast. We back in here, man. It's Wednesday. Having a good week so far. Hope y'all having a good week so far. Listen, if you worked out this week, you're having a good week so far.
What?
All right, so listen, man. Go ahead, hit the like button. And if this is your first time watching, understand that this is the best fitness podcast out.
Baby.
The illest fitness podcast out.
Baby.
The coolest, the coldest, the dopest.
Baby.
Fitness podcast out.
Baby.
And listen, man. We're going to have some fun today. I had a plan for the podcast, and that plan did not work. But we still going to have a fire episode because I'm going to be honest, man. A lot of the stuff I do is on the fly. So it is what it is, man. This is a full show. We got ads and commercials and stuff, so I'm sorry if I'm cooking.
Let him cook.
And an ad pops up. Listen, we got the playback. You know, and I'm just probably going to still keep cooking after the ad. Just skip the ad and get right back to the podcast. But anyway, hey, man, listen, let me get to the comments first because I got some shit to get off my chest. It's going to be one of them episodes. If you're sensitive, you might as well just leave the podcast right now.
Strike three, you're out.
Because it's one of them. All right, it's going to be a lot of...
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
Because I don't know. I don't know if y'all saw what I posted Monday, but we're going to get to that. Let me get in these comments first. Jennifer, welcome back to the show. What's going on, Jennifer? Jennifer, I sent you a shirt the other day, too. I forgot to, I don't know if I let you know. I don't know. But, yeah, you're going to have your shirt soon. Who That Junior, welcome back to the show, bro.
What?
Finally on time. Black folks ain't never on time.
I'm not going to say what race.
It's like, nah, what's good? Welcome back to the show, bro. Jennifer said, love it. Indian Dolly was good. There he go.
He's back!
I'm back on another episode. Big Spider in the building over here trying to get the chicken for a cool one. We will be talking about Guess the Chicken today because Guess the Chicken is diabolical. What the hell is going on out here? Live Gang Gang Lotus, what up? Doug Palmer, what's good in the hood? See Marty, the Palmers are back. Start cooking. Oh, it's going to be a lot of cooking today.
Let him cook.
It's going to be a lot of cooking today. That's what I'm saying. If you're sensitive, just get out of here. We might have some trolls today. Sounds like it's going to be crazy tonight. And cool. Hey, man, listen, with all that being said, man, let's get into this episode. We ain't really about to waste time. All right, black community.
You know.
What the hell?
Black people.
No.
What the hell is going on in the black community when it comes to fitness and body fat percentage and sedentary lifestyle and sitting down? And enabling obesity. What the hell is going on? Ain't no education tonight. Maybe at the end, we're going to do a little bit of coaching and education. Ain't no education tonight. Black community, what the hell is going on? I posted this post. I'm sure a lot of y'all saw it that follow me on social media. Let's take a look at it, and I'm just going to go from there. Give you the context. It's the post that we talked about on Sunday about the big girls.
You know, black people.
No.
The big girls walking down the steps at the college, and I said, why are all these women in college in this big?
The diet don't work for you the same.
Let's check it out.
All right, let's be real. College ages 18 to 22. How is it this many big bag women that young? What school is this? Big Bag University?
Yep.
FSU, Fupa State University? TRTU, Thighs Rub Together University?
Yep.
SILU, Bars. Stomach and the Leggings University?
Bars.
And they lucky they going down the steps versus up the steps. They probably would have passed out. NCU, No Cardiovascular University. WTU, Waist Trainer University. You know they got unlimited flex points at the calf. They in there four times a day. BPU, Body Positivity University.
Bars.
XXXXL University. But nah, all seriousness, this is ridiculous though. Like, what are y'all doing in high school and college, and what are the eating habits like? I gotta look at the parents. They say HBCU's got the baddest women out, not the fattest women out.
Bars.
You're transferring. Like, it's one thing if you had a couple kids working 9 to 5.
Bars.
And you let yourself go. But this is too young and it's no excuse for it. And you know I'm gonna tell the truth and you know I gotta go.
All right, man. First of all, shout out to the bar. So, look, man, I'm very strategic about what I post. So, you know, it's mostly jokes, obviously, but there's always a message there. The message is basically these girls are too young to be this big, and we got to do something about it, right? So, of course, I'm sure most people only watch part of the post. They probably didn't even get to the part where I'm saying the real shit at the end. And the comments?
Nope.
Oh, my God. Listen, we got all these excuses. We're going to talk about excuses tonight. We got all these excuses for being big back
activity.
Obese, overweight, all of that. Man, you should have seen the comments. First of all, they said black men are the weakest link because I'm sitting here pointing out that we need to tell our ladies to get in shape.
Nope.
And we tell the fellas to get in shape, too.
Nope.
We hold the same energy for the fellas. They call me gay.
No diddy, you know.
So holding women accountable and basically saying y'all too young to be that big means that I like men.
No diddy, you know.
Just say you like men, bro.
No diddy, you know.
You couldn't get a chance with one of these big women.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
These big women, one of them big women would love to be with the source. No cocky. Anyway, I'll stick with the fit women. I stick with the fit ladies. Anyway, yeah, I mean, the comments were ridiculous. Talking about, I don't have an education.
Nope.
Because I said these women are too young to be this big. Now I'm not educated.
Nope.
And I wish, no disrespect to Alabama State or any HBCU, I got a degree from a good school. I don't wish I went to Alabama State. No disrespect to anybody that went there. Congratulations on your degree. It's a great institution, but I don't wish that I went there. I'm cool with what I got. Anyway, but it's just ridiculous, man. These people would rather call names instead of be held accountable, instead of being getting held to a higher level of fitness, a higher standard for their life. And then they also said, there's a place in hell waiting for you. So what part of the Bible do they enable obesity?
Nope.
What part of the Bible, when somebody need to change something, do they give a soft message?
Nope.
A soft-ass message. Did Moses do that? No. If you disobeyed Moses, you know what happened. I'm not going to repeat. All right? Come on now. Let's not do this. I mean, it's ridiculous. Let me see a picture of your mother.
Nope.
Put a picture of my mother in there. My mother got in the comments and started cooking too.
Let him cook.
Mom's in there cooking. My mom don't play that mess neither. But it's ridiculous, man. Like I said, these women too young to be this big. Then they talking about, well, it's a plus size dance team. I don't care. Doesn't mean that they should be this big at this age. It's ridiculous. Black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
This is ridiculous. Then people on the post talking about this is gross, this is this and that. One girl came on the post. Oh well, she came at me. I ain't gonna tag her or nothing. Talking about some this is gross. I go to the page. What's her husband built like?
Big back activity.
What's her husband built like?
Belly Dilly.
What's her husband built like?
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I.
What's her husband built like?
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams,
all of that for Thanksgiving.
Dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name.
People just sensitive in the comments, man. Listen, coddling didn't work. Last time I checked, coddling got us the biggest backest race.
Nope.
Coddling got, and this is all love, black women. I love you.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Coddling got black women the most unhealthiest race with the highest preventable disease rate in the country. That is pitiful. And they don't want to change anything about it. And I love y'all. Black men need to get it together too. And yes, there's other races that have unhealthy women. We ain't talking about them right now. We will talk about them on this episode. But we got to get it together, man. People trying to hold you accountable, get you to a new level, embrace it. Accept it. Because this ain't working. Coddling and being soft got these big back-ass college students. They 18, ain't even get a real job yet. Ain't had no kids yet. Ain't even had a real chance to accumulate fat. A lot of some of these women in their teens. Big back teen.
Big back activity.
Big back in between. It's like, nah.
Big back activity.
But this shit crazy, man. Crazy, man. But we going to get off of this post. We going to get off of this post. And we going to keep this episode going. But I had to get that off my chest. I really could go on that for a whole hour and comment surf. But we got a show to do. And we got more madness to talk about. So make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's get in these comments and keep it going. That guess of the chicken clip would make Uncle Ruckus from the Boondock smile. Well, Uncle Ruckus going to smile because we talking about that clip today. Let them be fat. Our people too far gone. Entitlement entitlement, victim mentality, lack of accountability, etc. No accountability whatsoever, man. It's sad. And it's going to be interesting to see where these people are in, you know, 2-3 decades. And they're going to wish they listened to somebody like C. Marty Fitt and wish they listened to this podcast and wish they listened to people like y'all who's participating in this podcast. Dude, I saw the comments on Instagram and couldn't help but laugh my ass off at the folks getting offended. And you seen me cooking they ass too.
Let him cook.
Straight cooking. Look, it's a couple in the comments talking crazy. I'm going to cook you.
Let him cook.
Yeah. And I'm cooking y'all with a busy day. I don't have an abundance of time on my hands.
Let him cook.
Because I really would cook y'all. I'm getting all types of strikes and getting posts. I got 2 posts deleted this week.
Let him cook.
I had to post 1 post twice because they deleted it.
Let him cook.
Then they reported another post, got that deleted. It's getting crazy out here, man. But that's what happens when you're telling the truth. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. People will say anything stupid because they can't admit you right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And guess what?
We do not care.
I'm going to continue to be right. My girl commented on the post and motherfuckers behind them fake pages went on her too. Yeah, I seen that. I seen that, bro. People just ignorant, man. Black women that are in shape and a healthy weight are rare, sadly. And guess what? The black women in shape agreed with me. Just go to Walmart. Yeah, take y'all big back ass to Walmart and let's keep this podcast going. I'm killing y'all. Hit the like button. All right. We're not done with the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
What is going on? First of all, okay, let's break this down. We had this guy, they blindfolded him. They had multiple buckets of fried chicken. He's tasting the fried chicken, pause.
No diddy, you know?
Blindfolded, and he could tell what restaurant is from with the blindfold on.
You know, black people.
No, no.
And not to mention, he doing it in front of white people.
You know, black people.
No, no.
Black people, we not beating the allegations. We living right up to the white people's stereotypes. Yeah, you know, black people love, they love fried chicken.
Nope.
And he lived right up to it. Let's check it out. Ninjas.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Oh, brother. Oh, where's this video? Here we go. So, I can't play the sound because it had copyrighted music on it, but it says, guess the chicken for $100. So he takes the KFC, bites into it. Oh, that's KFC. He knew that was KFC. This is diabolical. He talking about how good it is. Let's see. Let's keep it going. He talking to the white guy now, living up to the stereotype.
Nope.
Crazy work. Our ancestors.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Would be upset. He's sniffing the chicken. Look at him. He talking about that's Publix and got it right. Publix is a grocery store for y'all that don't know. Publix, I know Publix ain't in the DMV. I only know that because I went to school in different states. Let's see. He keeps it going. He already said Popeyes and he ain't even taste the chicken yet. But they telling me.
The diet don't work for you the same.
They telling me.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat.
They got every excuse to be big back.
Big back activity.
But you spending all this time at these restaurants, you didn't even taste the chicken yet. And you sitting here, you know what the chicken, where the chicken from. Look, 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 look. He touching the chicken. He touching the fried skin on the chicken and know that it's church's chicken. Black people, we got to do
I'm
better.
Not going to say what race, what people.
He touched the skin on the chicken and knew where it was from. What?
Nope.
I don't want to hear nothing else about you're fat because of racism.
Libya is rooted in racism.
I don't want to hear nothing else about that. I'm done. Because this is insane. This is ridiculous. This is diabolical. All right. We got social media to sit here and tell on ourselves. He knows the chicken before he even tastes it. Pause.
No, did he? You know.
We just bet destined to be big backs, man. They more focused when you say big back versus the actual message when you try to put it out. Absolutely.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Natalia said, crazy work, diabolical work, reprehensible work. This is ridiculous. And just happy about it. And y'all in the comments laughing, reposting it. This is a L for us, black folks. And yes, this is a fitness podcast. This is the fried chicken is holding us back. Because y'all ain't just getting the fried chicken.
Nope.
Y'all getting the fried chicken with french fries.
Nope.
Y'all getting the mashed potatoes with it with the gravy.
Nope.
Y'all getting a big back soda with it.
Nope.
Y'all dipping it in sauce.
Nope.
Y'all getting fried chicken sandwiches with the bread.
Nope.
And y'all getting big ass buckets of it.
Nope.
All that grease and wonder why you got the grease back.
Big back activity.
Fried chicken back.
Big back activity.
Popeye's back.
Big back activity.
It's getting ridiculous out here. This is embarrassment. Black people, we took an L on this one.
You know, black people.
No.
This
no.
is ridiculous, man. You know, black people gonna blame Trump for guess the chicken. Exactly. This is the Trump era.
The diet don't work for you the same.
You know, they elected Trump. We could have got Kamala in there.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Even if Kamala was in there, y'all would still be eating this fried chicken.
The diet don't work for you the same.
So I'm not trying to hear that. This is ridiculous, man. Yeah, black people, we got to do better. And let's keep this episode going because I'm kidding. I mean, what do y'all want? What do y'all want? Y'all want to blame everything but the habits. And I don't want to hear shit about genetics. Because your grandmother, grandfather, great-grandmother, great-grandfather, and your great-great-grandmother and great-great-grandfather did not make you eat that fried chicken.
Nope.
They did not make you know what the fried chicken feel like. He touching the daggone, the skin of the chicken, rubbing his finger on it. Oh, yeah, that's a church's chicken.
Nope.
That's the biggest back of shit I've seen in a while. And I've seen a lot of big back shit being a trainer for almost 8 years. It's crazy out here, man. He explained the lines in it and everything. He broke down every single detail in that chicken. I'm tripping. Nice.
Nope.
Crazy, bro. That's a wild video. Ryan said, fried okra.
Dom DeMarco.
They eating that too. It's that white dude's fault and his father wasn't in his life.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm
Oh, back. Man. I mean, I don't know what it is. I don't care what the excuse is. That's diabolical.
Libya is rooted in racism.
Our ancestors were in shape. Yeah, that genetics theory is false. Absolutely. Imagine if big back black folks got reparations. They're going to spend it on more big back foods. Man, listen. That's another thing. And I'm sticking with fitness now. I'm sticking with fitness. But what I will say, y'all be, not y'all on this podcast, but black folks be complaining about reparations.
I'm not going to say what race, gonna spend what it people... on.
Is food, vacation, clothes, jewelry, cars, and women. I'm killing y'all on this episode. That's another topic for another day. That's another topic. They're gonna say I hate black people. Well, let me shut up. All right, man. Let's keep this thing going. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. That's crazy. Please hit the like button. Best fitness content out here. Best fitness podcast out here.
What?
Your favorite fitness podcast took the day off today because it's Wednesday. Anyway, we got the homie Dom here, man. If you've been If you've been watching the show for a while, we had Dom on the episode a couple months ago. Me, Tune, and Dom was going crazy. Great episode. He had his client in the session, and she calling out Thanksgiving food in the middle of the session, in between reps. This is diabolical. Let's check it out. And then we're going to get into we got some shit today. We got some videos today, man. Let's check out Dom's client acting up.
Back when you go down, explode up.
Yep. Pause.
Yep.
Come on. Baked mac cheese.
What? Starting with baked mac cheese is diabolical.
Not even going to start today.
But just start naming food.
Yeah.
Huh?
Just name any food.
Go ahead.
All right. Kroger's rotisserie chicken. Ooh, beef ribs.
Hey, yo, come on, yo.
Baked spaghetti with the garlic bread. The knots, to be exact.
Really, nigga?
Corn on the cob. Wingstop wings. Oh.
Hey, yo, if one of my clients do this, they're done. Their membership is terminated. They're banned for life.
My knees are shaking. My legs are...
No Diddy, you know?
Over a tip driller, like I'm on P-Valley.
No Diddy, you know?
Yeah, like, they over here. You see it? Now, if I collapse at work today, I'll make sure to send that bill.
No Diddy, you know.
From EKU, from UK to you. My damn knees over here just shaking like booty knees.
We don't care.
Let me tell you.
We don't care.
Come on, yo. This is diabolical. This is insane. Listen, shout out to the homie Dom. His clients are crazy. My clients watching, don't get any ideas because I'm kicking y'all ass out. And I'm posting y'all too. Anyway, let's keep this thing going. I thought that was hilarious, man. Imagine if, I read that already. They're not going to spend those reparations on gym memberships. Hell, I'd get a membership in every gym in my city. I bet you would. How she miss crab legs and Hennessy? That must be your go-to. That's all you talk about, Spider-Mo. Shaking like booty, what exactly? That was crazy.
No Diddy, you know.
They definitely grabbed the rails on the treadmill. Oh yeah, for sure. You know they do. All right, man. Listen, switching gears a little bit, man. This is. After this, we gonna get into some actual fitness talk. But you know, we gotta have some fun, man. All right, we had this girl here, fellas. I told y'all stop approaching these ladies at the gym. Go get your workout and go home, and don't be like this guy. Let's check it out. Let's check it out, man. Nah, this is insane, bro.
Hey, you mind if I work in with you?
He said, hey, do you mind if I work in with you?
You mind if I work in with you?
That's the same machine. Nobody's on it.
She got the same machine next to her, and this thirsty ninja is so determined to work in with her to get her attention.
You want to just work out right here? Nobody's working with you.
What?
I can work in with you after you finish this. How many reps you got?
She already said no.
I have two more sets. I'm saying, like, you can wait, and then, like, I'm almost done.
Is this your last shot? Like,
I'm almost done.
Bruh, just let it go, bruh. Is she not fucking with you, dog?
Okay, I'll just go in after you finish.
No, I don't want you to work out with
me. Bruh, her boyfriend might be in there. Her sneaky link might be in there. Fellas, let it go. It's not that serious. Bruh.
I'm not. Can you please move? Seriously. Can you move?
And then you see the tripod right there. He just really don't care. That is too thirsty, bro. That don't make no sense, man. Fellas, y'all got to tighten up. Go to the gym to work out. That's why all these fellas out here build like aunties.
Nope.
Build like they cooking Thanksgiving dinner.
Nope.
Sweet potato arm ants and ninjas.
Nope.
Pillsbury Doughboy built ass ninjas.
Nope.
Dirty Laundry built ass ninjas.
Nope.
Balled Up Homework built ass ninjas.
Nope.
Old Can of Biscuits built ass ninjas.
Nope.
This is ridiculous, bro. Come on, man. Unless it's just clear, a clear sign to shoot your shot, let it go, fellas. You're not him.
Nope.
Like I said, you don't know her boyfriend in there, Sneaky Link, Jealous Ex, because ninjas will crash out at the gym. They, you know, half of these ninjas be on steroids, about to go into roid rage, ready to fight. You see all these fight videos at the gym, fellas, let it go, man. It ain't that serious, bro. It's enough chicks in the gym. If she say no, let it go. I'm killing y'all on this episode. Crazy, bro. Crazy as hell, bro. First off, he touched her for what? Second, she said no already. Get the hint and keep it pushing. Just thirsty. Okay, Natalia. With the boss. Dom DeMarco. She going to whoop his ass if he don't stop. I mean, it's warranted at this point. He should go to Alabama and offer one of them low self-esteem big joints some stretch class. Yeah, they'll be happy to talk to him. Then they're going to talk about some C-Fit. Fit ninjas like us. What's C-Marty Fit talking about?
What?
And then they're going to try to report my page again and talk about I hate black people. Say I'm not educated. Crazy. All right, man. Let's keep this podcast going because I'm killing y'all today. All right. We got this trainer here, and she's basically saying, how y'all spending all y'all money on this shit, but y'all can't pay for the trainer? Y'all can't pay for a gym membership? Y'all can't pay for healthy food, but y'all got the best clothes, the vacations, and et cetera. I'll let her do the talking, but let's check it out. And you know I got enough commentary for this because I got enough experience with people not wanting to pay for their gym membership, but they fresh as hell, fresh to death at every brunch, every function. Let's check it out. Bragging about their 9-to-5 and how much money they make. All right, let me stop.
$70 on one bar tab when you're out with your friends is justifiable, right? Because you were socializing.
$70 at the bar is diabolical.
But $70 on a tub of protein? Too expensive.
So I had somebody tell me that the other day. What, man? The first form of protein, $70? That's too much. Okay, big dog.
60 minutes scrolling on Instagram. Man, whew, time flies. But 60 minutes to get outside and move my body?
Man, listen, y'all big back ass, y'all.
Big back activity.
Y'all gonna scroll on Shade Room, Spiritual Word. Y'all gonna check the sports highlights. Y'all gonna check what happened on Baddies, whatever that show is, Baddies last night. You gonna watch your favorite Netflix show. You watching Amazon Prime. You watching Power. Let's keep it going.
For exercise? I don't have that kind of time. Over $100 a month accumulated in subscriptions. Netflix, Hulu, YouTube TV, Spotify. Well, I gotta be entertained.
Got subscriptions on all types of shit, but you can't pay the trainer.
But $100 a month for a personal coach to help you towards your health and fitness goals? Mm. What do you think I'm made of money? Mm. 60, 70.
But they want the trainer to train for free. But let them go to their job. Let their job be missing part of their paycheck.
Nope.
They'll be at HR so fast.
Nope.
Hey, I'm missing my paycheck.
What? Maybe even $80 on a DoorDash trip for the family because it's convenient, right? But $60, $70, $80 for healthy, high-quality produce at the grocery store is too expensive. Mm. Just a reminder that your priorities say a lot about you. Where energy goes, energy flows.
Oh, man. Shout out to that sister right there.
Let him cook.
She was cooking. And that's why a lot of y'all don't reach our fitness goals. Y'all scared to. And I'm not saying you got to go broke. But really evaluate where you're spending the bread. A lot of people be like, I ain't got the money for that. I ain't got the money.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
But you out every weekend spending your money, making your back bigger.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
You wonder why them ankles thick as hell and them wrists thick as hell, because you out every weekend drinking belly juice.
Belly deli?
Come on, man. Don't tell me you can't put the bread up when you got bread for all the luxuries. You got bread for all the fun. You don't tell your friends no. Simp ninjas don't tell your girlfriend no.
Nope.
You don't tell the fellas no.
Nope.
You got to buy a pitcher of beer, fellas, every Sunday to watch the Commanders get their ass whooped. And the,
nope.
And the Cowboys get their ass whooped.
Nope.
Ladies, y'all don't miss a brunch. Then you got to get the hookah with it.
Nope.
Then you're too drunk to drive, so you're calling an Uber and a Lyft.
Nope.
Think about how much money you spending every weekend doing that bullshit. And had a nerve to sit here and wonder why you not getting no results and then try to blame the shit on genetics and white people.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
Come on, y'all. Make that shit make sense. And it's crazy because, like, even one of my clients, I'm like, you sitting here, you out at every function, you still don't even understand the meal plan. It's been 8 months, and you still don't have it together. You still don't understand the meal plan. So you putting your money out, and you don't even got the basic shit right with the trainer that you paying for and complaining about the price of the trainer. Make that shit make sense, man. I'm killing y'all, man. I'm cooking y'all. Come on, man. Let's see what we got, man. Get your body right, then get nice clothes. Absolutely. Get your body right first. Listen, them nice clothes don't hide that big ass stomach.
Nope.
Just because, and this is the thing. You see somebody with a big ass stomach, with the nice fit on. They just got a new fit on the gram. Hold on, let me take this comment. On the gram, they taking a picture like this, so you don't see it. The whole time, everybody at the party saw the big-ass gut.
Nope.
Oh, my bad.
Belly deli?
We seen that gut. We saw what you really look like in the party. What it looked like on Instagram, everybody in the party seen it. So we know you. We scrolling on the gram. I ain't even double-tapped that shit because I seen what you look like at the party. It's getting ridiculous.
Nope.
They got money for what they want to have it for. It's always what they want and not what they need. Bars. They chasing the wrong bread. Chasing a big back bread. extra carbs bread. Call him Carmelo Anthony. Derek Cobb. I need another one, bro. I can't think of nothing. I'm gonna think of something, bro. They got bread to make a sandwich. They definitely got that. Big back holiday season is in. Absolutely. They want cheesy bread. Red lobster biscuits. Yeah, you eating all of that shit and wonder why their back is still growing.
Big back activity.
Back's gonna expand even more after Christmas and New Year's. You know that, man. And I mean, a lot of people, what's crazy about the holiday season is a lot of people will sit there and be like, you know, you ask somebody, hey, when you gonna start the gym? Yeah, I'm going after the holiday season. So you gonna expand your back for 3 more months? 90 more days of big backing?
Big back activity.
90 more days of your back on top of a back?
Your back has a back.
90 more days of that when you could just start now and get 3 months of progress? Even if you go to all the holiday functions, even if you go to the parties, even if you go to the ugly Christmas sweater party, the freaking kickbacks, the everybody came home to visit their family to your hometown. You can go to all of that, and you're still in the gym consistently. You're still going to get some type of progress, bro. But you just going to say, fuck it, and expand your back for 3 more months? Insanity. Make it make sense, man. Make sure I hit the like button. I'm cooking today, man.
Let him cook.
Europe designer cut small, so you know they big back designer really from China. So they got that joined off Alibaba.
Let him cook.
DH Gate.
Let him cook.
They got it from the corner store.
Let him cook.
The thrift store.
Let him cook.
All the fake shit. What up, C. Marty? It's been a minute. Seth, bro. Seth, what up, bro? Where you been at, man? You missed some cooking today, man. I know you had some jokes, man. Carbs and Nobles. No cardio, just straight carbio. Every time they laugh, it's carby, carb, carb, carb. Carby B. Bill Carby. Aaron Carby. Maccabi Culkin. Charles Cobley. Oh, man, I'm killing y'all on this episode.
Hey, yo.
Oh, man. Snack Daniels. Back Daniels. Carve Winslow.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
Carb Malone. Corn on the Carb. Oh, man, y'all funny as hell, bro. Oh, man. Whew. Oh. He get his hair cut at the carber shop. Bruh. Carb Weathers. Carb Malone. I said that, Spider-Man. I already said that, bruh. Designer brands go up to a certain size and it ain't 4X.
Nope.
You be pressed about a designer. They did not make that designer for your big back ass.
Big back activity.
Just know that. So if you got 2X designer, 3X designer, we know it's fake. Who you stunting for? You could have, you know, put that money towards your gym membership. All right, man. Any more names before I keep this podcast going, man?
Nope.
All right, hit the like button. Listen. You know, some more names gonna come to my head towards the end of the podcast. Instead of DJ Khaled, this should be DJ Salad with a chicken breast. Yeah, that too. All right, man, we got this lady here. She talking about the body positivity movement is bullshit. Let's check it out. Hey, hit the like button. Let's see why it's bullshit. Cause I've been telling y'all that for a minute, and she's a heavy set girl. She's a bigger girl telling y'all this shit.
Talks about, at least I haven't seen it, leaving the body positive community. Well, the fat acceptance community, we should call it. And not that I'm not...
You get your ass out of there.
Body positive. And not that I'm still not fat, baby, because don't get it twisted.
She is a little hefty.
Big back activity.
But she taking the steps and acknowledging the bullshit so she can make a change. Shout out to her.
But... finally realizing that there really truly is a happier, healthier version of me than it can exist.
Yeah.
Is freeing. Knowing that my body feels better out here on the trails with my...
That's another thing too, man. A lot of people won't admit that their body feels 1,000 times better when they're lighter.
Nope.
When they drop some body fat.
Nope.
And a lot of people never been lighter. Never drop body fat, so they don't know how it feels. All they know is big back.
Big back activity.
So they don't understand that. They don't understand the urgency they need to get the fat off, right? Because they've never experienced it. So she's making some great points.
Dog, then it did in that small release during a mukbang.
What?
There really is room to grow.
Facts.
And be a better version of yourself all Facts. The time. And that's Facts. Not me being condescending because I've lost 130 pounds or saying that it's not a real thing.
She lost 130. How big was she? Oh, my bad. Let me stop. This is a positive.
Nope.
This is a positive video. Let me stop. But on some real shit, though, man, we need more people who made the change speaking up. Now, I'm not going to stop doing what I do, but it's not necessarily going to be received when my black ass does it, because I'm fit and I'm a man on top of that, black man on top of that.
I'm not going to say so, what race, what people.
They ain't going to receive it when I do it.
Because loving yourself at all stages of life is important. But realizing what's real self-love and what's okay with just not being the healthiest version of yourself.
Hey, man, we got to give it up to her, man. Shout out to her. I love to see shit like that, man. I love to see shit like that. Keeping it 100. Keeping it real with the people. Because, come on, man. Y'all know it's better on the fit side. Anybody who... You're not going to get anybody who makes a dramatic change and be like, oh, yeah, I want to go back to the big back.
Big back activity.
Come on, man. And if they do say that, they just straight up lying.
Stop the cap.
They straight capping, man. All right? Hit the like button, man. Let's keep this podcast going. The body positivity movement that does no movement. Okay, bars, Jennifer. Instead of Mardi Gras, they're going to Carby Gras. Facts. Good for her for losing weight and leaving that movement. That movement is terrible, dog. Dog, Lizzo left the body positivity movement. I mean, she's still quote unquote part of it. She says it, but the whole shit to where it's like telling you, you don't have to work out, just love yourself. Like, nah, Lizzo got that weight up off her. Like, Shorty looks completely different now. And she's a cute girl. She's like, bro, a lot of people, you know, that's another issue. You don't know what you're going to look like if you cut some of that fat off. You shed some of that fat off. You know, it's some baddies under that fat. I could be bad and big anyway.
Nope.
I, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter. The ninjas are still going.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have big mama arms.
Quit lying to yourself, love.
We do not care.
Listen. Come on now. I'm chilling. I went on the big girls earlier. All right? Yeah, you know. You know, big backs still get bent over.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have big mama arms early.
They still tricking on my big back ass.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have big mama arms early.
Who you talking about? The ninja with no options? The ninja that all the fit girls curved? Yeah, he's trying to take whatever he could get, ma'am. You're the only one that said yes to his his weird ass. The ninja with no muscles. The ninja that's a fat trainer. Yeah, he's desperate. So, yeah, he's going to take what he could get. We're just keeping it real here. That's all they're going to say. Yeah, that's all they can say. They can't say nothing else. All right? They're moving on, man. We got this girl here, man. And listen, I show the fellas. I know I come at the fellas hard. Pause.
No diddy, you know.
That was crazy. I show the fellas love. We got this girl here basically saying, if you got a fit man, appreciate your fit man. Let's check it out. Shout out to the fit fellas. Got to show the fellas some love, man.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but if your man is in the gym, looking fine, looking healthy, eating clean, meal prepping, getting his body right, even if his body is already right, it would be in your best interest to match his energy.
Match that energy. Because I don't, listen, ladies, you have, with some stuff, you just got to listen to it come from a man. Ninjas will sit here and lie to y'all and tell y'all, hey, I can go to the gym. I don't care if my girl goes to the gym or not.
Nope.
they're lying. I promise you, they are lying. The only reason they're saying that is because they don't want to hurt their girl's feelings. Hold on, her face look crazy. Let me take that off. They don't want to hurt their girl's feelings, and they're just saying that to keep her happy. Any guy in the gym wish he had a woman aligned with his lifestyle, aligned with his fitness goals, meal prepping, eating clean, drinking water, all that shit. Don't listen to anybody telling you that shit, that they don't care if they go to the gym or not.
Yourself in the gym. Please stop making excuses, because 9 times out of 10, your man would prefer for you to be in the gym. So
facts.
Go ahead and match his energy and get in the gym, sis. It's that simple.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Let her cook, please.
Let him cook. Let him cook now.
I mean,
let him cook. I said let him cook.
I mean, she didn't tell one lie there. But yeah. So remember that. And it's vice versa. You got ladies talking about, yeah, I don't care if my man goes to the gym.
Stop the cap.
Yes, she does. She's at the gym looking at all the gym ninjas.
Stop the cap.
Laughing and shit. She got a gym husband.
Stop the cap.
She going up the ninjas. Yeah, are you using that weight?
Stop the cap.
She know they not using that weight. So if you do have a partner in the gym or whoever you talk to, situationship, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever's going on, appreciate that shit. Because there's a lot of motherfuckers out here who not trying to see the gym. Get a membership.
Nope.
Or anything adjacent to that. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. KFC Youngboy is crazy. KFC Youngboy is insane, bro. Oh, man. NWF Ninjas with Attitude bars.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Stone Cold Cheese Austin. Stone Cold Cheesecake Austin. Instead of LL Cool J, these ninjas LL Food J. Oh, that ninja on parole. The ninja on parole. Hey, yo, go ahead, bro. She got a gym husband, gym boyfriend, gym boo, and gym side ninja. That's crazy. Mike, my bad. I didn't mean to do that. Mike, that's insane. Mike, you keep it up. You're going to get somebody in trouble, Mike. You're going to get somebody in trouble, brother. All right, we got this lady here, man. We're going to get into, I'm going to do some coaching. We're going to get up out of here. And then just got to go to work tomorrow. We got this lady here, basically. She's saying she ain't been on her shit. She fell off. She see the changes in her body, so she going to talk about what she did to get back on track. And then I'm going to, you know, coach y'all up a little bit, a little bit of jokes. We're going to get up out of here, man. Where this video at?
Who else has been dealing with a hard time getting back on track? Because I sure have. Of course, it's easy to blame it on the holidays, but I got to keep it pee with y'all. And most importantly, with myself. I've had issues getting back on track ever since my...
Hey, yo, come on, yo.
No diddy, you know?
She wild for
birthday,
that.
Which was back in late September. I know I always preach 80-20, but in reality, I've only been practicing 20-80. I've been only focusing on my goals 20% of the time. And the other 80% of the time, I've literally been fucking off. Excessive...
That's the first step right there. You got to admit that you've been on some bullshit.
Bullshit?
People don't like to admit that shit. Yeah, I've been eating clean.
Bullshit.
You know you ain't been eating clean, so first step, acknowledge it.
The drinking and eating has set me back from my goals, and it's starting to show. Like, I cannot remember the last time I wore a hoodie to the gym. I'm so used to wearing itty-bitty gym clothes, so today was a huge wake-up call. In full transparency...
She ain't wearing the same clothes. She throwing a hoodie on, trying to cover up that...
Belly deli?
Acknowledgement. Shout out to her.
See, I feel disappointed in myself. I am an online fitness coach, and it's important that I practice what I preach. I've always feared getting into this career because of the pressure of always having to be on point with my physique, never missing a workout, consistently eating clean, just being quote-unquote body goals. But in reality, I'm human, and I fuck up too. Getting back on track and rebuilding my healthy habits.
Hey, man. Shout out to her, man. And it's just, everybody fucks up, including myself. But the difference is people who fuck up get back right on track the next day, Monday, whatever it is, back meal prepping Sunday, whatever it is, you got to get right back to it. But a lot of people are just in denial, right? Especially if you got a trainer, don't lie to your trainer about what you eat.
Nope.
Tell your trainer you bullshitting.
Nope.
Right? I can't help you if you're not telling me the truth. If you're telling me you eating clean and shit, I can't help you.
Nope.
Let's see. The only gym they know is Jim and Nick's. Hey, yo. That's not Slim Thick, but I kind of fell off too recently. What's not Slim Thick? Hold up. You talking about Shorty? Was she Slim Thick? Hold up.
Who else has been dealing with a hard time getting back on track? Because I sure have. Of course.
Hold on. We're going to see if Shorty is Slim Thick. So I think Shorty is Slim Thick. I think she just posted a video. She fell off a little bit. I'm going to give her that. I seen her page before. She being real transparent right now. I think she is Slim Thick. Done fell asleep. What up, Marty? What's up, sucking at games? But yeah, man, be honest with your trainer. Be honest with yourself. Stop bullshitting. All right. And the last thing before we get up out of here, listen, man, your excuses are straight bullshit. You got some bullshit ass excuses. That's the only way you're gonna overcome your excuses. They might be legit. But you got to tell yourself that they're bullshit.
Bullshit?
Right? And you also got to understand that it's people with your same situation who's maintaining their body, maintaining their fitness goals, maintaining their fitness grind, right? Even if their diet ain't perfect, you're still getting there 3 days a week, 4 days a week, whatever you do. Some people do 5, 6. Whatever makes you feel great, whatever gets you to your goals, do that. But whether it's kids, work, fucking job, long ass day, it's a way to do it, you know. And I had to alter some stuff because I was doing late night workouts for the past like 3-4 weeks, so I had to alter some shit, finesse some shit. Now I'm back to doing the midday, but when I had to do the nighttime workouts, it was shitty, but I got it done. So now I'm like, fuck that, I gotta make some changes, be more efficient here. You know, do this here. Now I'm back to doing the daytime workouts. But, you know, just tell yourself your excuses are bullshit and just find a way. If you find a bullshit excuse, you're going to find a bullshit excuse. If you find a way, you're going to find a way to get shit done. Really ain't that fucking hard. When people overcomplicate it, getting all emotional, getting in their feelings and shit, it ain't necessary. I gained 3 pounds over Thanksgiving, but they gone now. I ain't playing. Exactly. And enjoy the function with your family, bro. It's your family. It's a holiday. Enjoy yourself. Don't be thinking about, see Marty Fit going to yell at me if I enjoy my fucking holiday.
Nope.
No, just snap back. Get back on track, bro. I'm never going to tell y'all not to be human. Now, if y'all asses is trying to be 2 humans.
Nope.
3 humans,
nope.
4 humans, and eat like 5 humans.
Nope.
That shit, that we'd get that shit up out of here.
Strike 3, you're out.
We don't have time for that. That's not what I'm saying to do. But enjoy your freaking holidays, man. Real talk, we as a whole got to get it together instead of these ninjas posting fried chicken and crab legs on social media for likes and attention. Yeah, that's
nope.
all that shit, the mukbangs. Like, bro, it's getting out of hand, dog. It's getting out of hand, bro. This shit is corny. This shit corny as fuck, bro. Ninja selling their soul for some likes. Getting fat for some likes. Risking their health for some likes.
Nope.
Like, bro, you could, and what people don't understand is, and this is something I don't talk about a lot, you could be on your gym grind and you could still get, you know, some preventable disease. You could still get, you know, type 2 diabetes, type 1 diabetes. You still could do that and be in the gym all the time. So these motherfuckers that don't do nothing and they just destroying their freaking digestive system, destroying their metabolism, living a sedentary life.
Nope.
They tripping. Trust KFC and Popeye is not going to give you an endorsement nor pay for your funeral expenses and hospital bills.
Dom DeMarco.
I'm telling you. Thanks for the inspiration in here. Now, work got to get done. For sure. The work for sure got to get done, man. So, hey, man. Fire episode today. Fire ass episode today, bro. But before we go, I got one more thing I want to do. Because people got pissed. Where my drone at? There you go.
All right, let's be real.
Fupa State University. What school they go to, y'all? BBU, Big Back University. We said that one already.
Big Back Activity.
Big Step University, BSU.
Big Back Activity.
What school they go to? BBW University.
Big Back Activity.
Yo, they gonna cancel me for this, bro. The stream gonna shut down. You're gonna be like, what happened? They canceled C. Marty Fit.
Big Back Activity.
Thick Thighs University, TTU.
Big Back Activity.
Oh, man, yo, let me stop, man. That shit, dog, that's legendary. That's a legendary moment on the podcast. Bunny, what up? Bunny laughing. Hey, man. Like I said, fire episode, man. I'll be live again Friday. Not sure if I'll be in the studio. I know we wasn't in the studio last week, so I'm going to try to get in there this week for sure. But, hey, man, appreciate y'all watching. This is the best fitness podcast. The illest fitness podcast. And if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. Big Back You is going to put a hurting on you, man. Hey, it is what it is. What up, Shy? Yeah, if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to unbig your belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, you don't want to self-improve, don't watch the podcast. And don't come in the comments talking crazy because I'm going to cook you. My followers going to cook you. Today's Pizza University. Gorgetown University. Hey, that's a crazy bar right there.
Dom DeMarco.
Jilly's Life, Double Chin University. Hold on, I got to bring it back up. See, I be trying to get out of here. Y'all be on that bullshit.
All right, let's be real. College.
Double Chin University. UDC, University of Double Chin. The dude, Nikado Avocado, was king of the mukbang, but he lost 245 pounds. Looks like a totally different person. Thunder Thigh University.
Dom DeMarco.
See, I was trying to log off, and y'all keep on fucking with me. If you picked the wrong chicken or didn't win that 100, don't watch the podcast. That's what we're not doing, Spider-Mo. That's what we're not doing. Anyway, all of that, man. If this ain't the podcast for you. Oh, I didn't even see Edna's comment. Edna said it was good, family. Edna, we done for today. Black people always.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Joe Thomas, we done for today. Black people always.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Ninjas just strolling up in here. Yeah, what up, baby? What's good, baby? Y'all late. OBDC University, what's that? And then you got a couple seconds to say that because I'm about to get up out of here, and then just need to go to sleep. Hello, I saw you cooking in the comments for that video. You told that one girl you could bag her. I was like, let her know.
Dom DeMarco.
All she did was like the comment. She couldn't even say nothing. Yeah, I'm gonna be live Friday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Yeah, 10 o'clock Eastern, and yeah, we lit. We gonna go crazy. Hopefully, I get tuned in there. Yeah, that's me. She's talking about, yeah, that's me. He meant obesity. Prince George's Carbs Cholesterol Community College.
Dom DeMarco.
Obesity. Oh, all right. Okay. OBDC University. I didn't even peep that. OBDC University. That's clever. Fresh off a 7-day fast schedule. All messed up. Oh, man. Yeah, I can't imagine. Playback gang. Hey, catch the playback. Wicked Scorpion Ninjas.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Yeah, you missed it too. Ninjas are just strolling up in here. What's up, baby? Yeah, we got the podcast today. Ninjas, 2 hours late. Hour and a half late.
Nope.
Wicked Scorpion. I check you next time, Friday, man. Yeah, OBCD. I got you now. I got you now. It's all good. You put OBDC. I ain't know what was going on. I know black people came in late as usual. It's all
you
good.
Know, black people.
No.
All right, man. See, Marty Fig got to get some sleep. But the day's gonna come one day. I'm gonna be on this motherfucker for 3, 4, 5 hours just clowning, all day stream with y'all. But I'm not there yet. I ain't making that type of money off the stream yet. One day. 8 and Full University. All right, y'all. Look, I catch y'all Friday, man. Fire episode. Y'all funny as hell. We out of here, man.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Colmena Seguros presenta una historia imparable.
Cuando uno de mis trabajadores sufrió un accidente en la empresa, sentí miedo. Pensaba en él, en su familia y en todo lo que podía pasar. Pero la verdad, ese miedo duró poco, porque Colmena Seguros estuvo a nuestro lado, guiándonos y acompañándonos para que la recuperación fuera más rápida. Hoy mi empresa sigue adelante, con la tranquilidad y respaldo de Colmena.
Colmena Seguros, la aseguradora de las empresas que no paran de salir adelante.
Vigilado Superintendencia Financiera de Colombia. Colmena Seguros, una empresa de Fundación Grupo Social.